This is an Audio Holdings production.
Sherlock Holmes, The Adventure of the Musgrave Ritual by Arthur Conan Doyle, read by Edward Raleigh. An anomaly which often struck me in the character of my friend Sherlock Holmes was that, although in his methods of thought he was the neatest and most methodical of mankind, and although also he affected a certain quiet primness of dress, he was nonetheless in his personal habits one of the most untidy men that ever drove a fellow-lodger to distraction. Not that I am in the least conventional in that respect myself. The rough-and-tumble work in Afghanistan, coming on the top of a natural bohemianism of disposition, has made me rather more lax than befits a medical man. But with me there is a limit, and when I find a man who keeps his cigars in the coal-scuttle, his tobacco in the toe-end of a Persian slipper, and his unanswered correspondence transfixed by a jackknife into the very centre of his wooden mantelpiece, then I begin to give myself virtuous airs. I've always held, too, that pistol practice should distinctly be an open-air pastime. And when Holmes, in one of his queer humours, would sit in an armchair, with his hair-trigger and 100 Boxer cartridges, and proceed to adorn the opposite wall with a patriotic VR done in bullet-pox, I felt strongly that neither the atmosphere nor the appearance of our room were improved by it. Our chambers were always full of chemicals and of criminal relics, which had a way of wandering into unlikely positions, and of turning up in the butter dish, or even in less desirable places. But his papers were my great crux. He had a horror of destroying documents, especially those which were connected with his past cases. And yet it was only once in every year or two that he would muster energies, dock it, and arrange them, for, as I've mentioned somewhere in these incoherent...